When Steve Jobs needed guidance during Apple's darkest days, he turned to Bill Campbell. When Google's founders were building their empire, they credited Campbell with their success. Yet outside Silicon Valley's inner circles, few knew the name of this extraordinary business coach who helped build companies worth over $1 trillion combined. A former Columbia University football coach turned tech executive, Campbell became the Valley's best-kept secret, a mentor who shunned the spotlight while nurturing careers from Jeff Bezos to Sheryl Sandberg. His revolutionary approach to leadership centered on one deceptively simple idea: putting people first isn't just the right thing to do, it's the foundation of extraordinary business success. "He was the glue that held us together," said former Google executive Omid Kordestani. Campbell's path began in blue-collar Homestead, Pennsylvania, where his tenacity earned him the nickname Ballsy, despite his small stature. After becoming a football star at Columbia University, he pursued coaching, eventually becoming Columbia's head football coach with a disappointing 12-41 record despite tremendous work ethic. Campbell later realized his coaching failure stemmed from having too much compassion, ironically, the quality that would become his greatest business strength. At 39, he left coaching for the corporate world, moving through J. Walter Thompson and Kodak before joining Apple in 1983, where he insisted on running the controversial 1984 Macintosh Super Bowl commercial despite board opposition. After leading software companies Claris and Go Corporation, Campbell became Intuit's CEO in 1994. But his most influential role began in 2000, when he became a full-time business coach to Silicon Valley's elite, often refusing payment. His impact was so profound that Google executives believed the company would not be where it is today without him. Your title makes you a manager, your people make you a leader. This principle defined Campbell's philosophy. When Google attempted to eliminate managers in 2001, Campbell defended their value, a position engineers supported, expressing their need for leadership and guidance. Campbell stressed that executive excellence demands operational competence, from running meetings to maintaining accountability. Even charismatic leaders like Steve Jobs succeeded most during his second Apple tenure when he developed strong management capabilities. Campbell's coaching emphasized that people are the foundation of any company's success. He established that managers must help employees grow and succeed through three pillars: support, tools and coaching; respect, understanding career goals; and trust, empowering decision-making. Research confirms Campbell's approach. Companies with better management practices increase market value. As Intuit's Brad Smith learned, great leaders prioritize their people's success. NFL Hall of Famer Ronnie Lott compared Campbell to great coaches who lie awake at night thinking about how to make you better, just on a different field. Campbell structured meetings to balance connection with productivity, starting with personal check-ins or trip reports, a practice later adopted at Google, which helped team members connect while engaging everyone early. His one-on-ones followed a consistent format. Participants brought their top five topics, moving from personal conversation to performance, peer relationships, prioritized over relationships with superiors, team dynamics, and innovation. He preferred direct communication through face-to-face meetings or calls rather than waiting for scheduled meetings. His emails were concise, and he valued substance over style in all communications. For difficult decisions, Campbell emphasized first principles, the fundamental truth everyone agrees upon. This approach helped companies like Telme Networks make confident decisions, such as declining AT&T's lucrative licensing offer by staying focused on their core principles of building a solid business model and superior product. Campbell knew managing difficult star performers, aberrant geniuses, was a key leadership challenge. His approach: support their exceptional performance while coaching away problematic behaviors. While these individuals often deliver outsized value, their me-first attitudes can hurt team dynamics. He drew clear lines: never tolerate ethical violations, but address other issues with judgment. On compensation, Campbell advocated generosity, seeing money as both financial reward and emotional recognition. Even for the wealthy, appreciation matters, explaining why millionaire athletes still pursue massive contracts. Though starting in marketing, Campbell believed product was paramount. At Intuit, he directed product managers to share consumer problems with engineers rather than dictate features, enabling better solutions. He emphasized that with the right product in the right market, speed becomes critical. Campbell viewed layoffs as management failures and insisted on treating departing employees with respect, providing generous severance, and celebrating their contributions. When preparing leaders for terminations, he emphasized, "You cannot let him keep his job, but you absolutely can let him keep his respect." His dignity-first approach extended to board management. At Google, he encouraged CEO Eric Schmidt to present honest highlights and lowlights, while maintaining that CEOs should manage their boards, not vice versa. Campbell's greatest strength was building an envelope of trust through keeping promises, showing loyalty, and ensuring discretion. This foundation allowed his coaching to resonate deeply. He practiced what Google executive Alan Eustace called free-form listening, giving people his complete, undivided attention and only coached those willing to learn. Bill pushed people beyond their limits. During Twitter's Google negotiations, he urged CEO Dick Costolo to pursue a more courageous path instead of a small test deal. As Google executive Shona Brown noted, Bill was an evangelist for courage who built confidence through his credibility and talent recognition. He championed workplace authenticity. When David Drummond faced Silicon Valley's pressure to conform as an African American, Bill encouraged him to view his background as a strength. Similarly, Brad Smith embraced his West Virginia accent as a feature, not a bug. Bill knew authentic leadership builds trust and maximizes performance. Bill prioritized team dynamics over problem solving. When business cost issues arose, he focused first on the team. As Ram Shriram noted, Bill didn't work the problem first, he worked the team. He valued potential alongside experience and fostered trust-building peer relationships. Bill declined compensation for coaching, stating, "I don't take cash, I don't take stock, and I don't take shit." When he later accepted Google stock, he donated it to charity, living his motto, "If you've been blessed, be a blessing." His success metric wasn't wealth, it was the number of leaders he developed. The authors found that high performers often feel isolated despite their achievements. Bill's key insight was that companies thrive when teams function as communities, requiring coaching at all levels, particularly among executives. Bill recognized that human values, love, family, money, power, meaning, and purpose, underpin every business situation. By connecting with people as individuals first, he enhanced their professional motivation, showing how human values drive business success. As a community builder, Bill practiced 5-minute favors that deeply impacted recipients. His legacy shows that major challenges require teams, and those teams need coaches who see the human stories behind business problems. The best businesses aren't built on transactions alone, but on authentic connections that elevate everyone involved.